Hit record. Let's go. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thank you for having me. Of course, my name is Katerina Berezina, and I'm an assistant professor of hospitality management at the University of Mississippi. I usually teach online every semester, so my teaching assignment includes one or two courses delivered online per semester, so it accumulates to 2-3 courses every year.
Wow.
And yeah, thank you. And, you know, I also find myself very fortunate that this semester, actually, both of my courses were scheduled to be online from the very beginning of the semester. So, you know, I think that saved me and my students to a certain level from going through all of the adjustments that other face-to-face courses had to go through.
Double wow. What fantastic experience you bring to this table.
Thank you.
It's wonderful to be able to hear your thoughts.
This is where the darn tootin' it is would go if you wanted to say that.
If you feel so inclined. She doesn't. Okay, that's fine. We're moving on. So today we're talking about how to leave some structured space where learners may contribute to online learning environments. What have you found to be effective for doing this sort of thing? You know, make room for others to learn online.
Yes, so this semester, I think I have left a lot of room for my students to learn online. So the first item was that at the course level, I actually released the syllabus at the very beginning of the semester with half of the semester empty. And I invited all of my students to collaborate on designing the topics that we are going to learn about. And I need to mention that the course that I used for this particular approach was the course on hospitality technology, which is my area of research and teaching, and I feel very comfortable with the content that I need to deliver. So basically what I did at the very beginning of the class, during the first week, I created an assignment for all students to discover the trends in hospitality technology. So that required all students to go online, use any resources, academic articles, professional articles, to find what are the trends right now in hospitality technology to understand the big picture. And from that, we sort of made a list and we, you know, had this big vision for what's going on. And after that, I asked every student to adopt one of the trends. So they could have selected their own trend that they found, or maybe they, you know, selected something else from the list if they were more excited about other trends. So, and then basically after every student adopted a trend, they stayed with that trend for the entire semester, and that trend became their term project. So, you know, I have to say that since I mainly work in this area, I didn't have a lot of surprises for what students would find, right? So in a way, I had the list of topics that I thought that we need to cover. And then students also discovered the trends by themselves and they declared their interests. So after that, I took all that information and I completed the syllabus with the topics that students generated and those trends that they adopted. So from there, when we were moving forward, the first part of the class was basically preset and determined by me. And then the second half of the class was designed by students. So every student was assigned to a specific week when they would need to present their own trend. And then I designed a project for them for this trend discovery so that they would basically prepare the e-learning materials for all other classmates to explore. So they would make a presentation, they would record the video, they could provide a discussion question, for example. And actually, as I discovered throughout the course of the semester, all of them did. So I think that that was a great learning exercise for me and for students as well, because they actually You know, I think that they felt the ownership of the material. I think that it helps students to feel that they contribute to the class, and they did a great job discovering all of the trends. They found all relevant and important trends that we needed to cover. So in addition to that, I designed the exercise in a way that students had to submit their materials to me in advance, so that if I felt that something was left out, or something that I would contribute as well, for example, go through recent research findings on the topic, I would have a chance and the time to add those materials by myself. And by the time when the final module would come together, it would have a collection of materials prepared by me and by one of the students in the class. So then everybody who is taking the course, they would have a variety of perspectives and variety of approaches looking at professor delivering the content plus their classmate delivering the content. And also I feel that those discussions, questions that were put forward by students, it was also very engaging, because now for that specific week, the students sort of became the moderator of the discussion, because they were very interested in hearing the answers of their classmates to the questions that the students posed. So that was a big picture approach to leaving the space and the room for students to create their own content. And in addition to that, on a smaller scale, I would use such assignments as, you know, creating a Google document and adding all students in the class to that Google document and just asking them a question about summarizing the material in a specific module. So whatever that would be, I would just give them a framework, such as a table that they need to fill out and look at, you know, benefits and drawbacks of certain technologies or challenges from the customer experience or the industry operational perspective. And then students would need to contribute their ideas. So basically, instead of doing the final closing piece in the module by myself, I would just ask students to work on that. So those are a couple of examples that I have used in my classes to leave room and let students contribute and play and learn by themselves.
It's fantastic. And in fact, it's so fantastic, I want to go off script, because there's two things that really stand out to me here. Mm-hmm. One is that you were really letting student interest guide their work, which I think can be so satisfying for everyone involved. And in my own experience, I found that I learned the darndest things when I let my students kind of cut loose and pursue what they're interested in within a given topic. But also, I love this sort of scalable and sustainable approach to creating artifacts and examples that future students can benefit from, or that they can benefit collectively as part of a learning community. So I think it's fantastic. Just really quickly, on the issue of letting student interest guide, I've had colleagues in the past who are so concerned about letting student interest take over and guide their navigation of a topic in a course. What advice would you have for those who are concerned about just letting students kind of pursue their interests?
You know, I think that it's a valid concern. And we all think about that when we have a course and we have learning objectives and we have a, you know, big vision for our course, and also we plan the work that students need to do. So honestly, yes, I see some sort of risk in taking the approach that I did. And the part of the reason why I decided to do that in the course where I was the most comfortable with is exactly this question. But at the same time, what I have done is that I honestly allowed students to explore any topic and any interest that they thought was important and relevant. So, but then when I collected their interests and I was designing the final topics of the course, sometimes I chose a larger topic for a specific week than a trend that the student selected. So, you know, for example, in some cases they would align completely, but in some cases, let's say I had a student who was interested in using digital menu boards in restaurants, right, to display the menu. That's a great trend. That's very important. We see that, you know, all over in quick service restaurants these days. But the topic for a specific week was not just focusing on the digital menu boards, but we were talking about automation in the hospitality industry in general. So I think that you can take the interest that a specific student has and allow the student to explore that area that they're really passionate about, but then also feed that content into a larger topic that you think is important to cover. So that's what I did, and I think that it was a win-win because we were able to accomplish the learning objectives that I set for the course, plus every student was left with a topic that they were really interested in, and they didn't push any student to, let's say, select a term project from the list of predetermined topics that I already identified for them.
I think it's great. I think your example is really easy to follow as well. So thank you for sharing it. And to go back on script, because there's no better way to package this, Holy Expletive is a game changer. I'm shook. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.